Okay.
As we left off yesterday, we had seen the Ramban and the Baal Amar in Perek Shoshan Erech Dal Vehei, and we learned Rav Yochanan's explanation to go over the kitzur. Rav Yochanan said there's a basic hakira here in the sugya. We've talked about before earlier in this man that about whether when Rav Yochanan says that Shemayim Yitam Latusha Zel Kishem Yishloi Zel Kishem Yishusai, the Bailam can't be makdish, the chayfas that was stolen from him because Eini Rishusai, does he mean that he can't get his hands on it, he can't do what he wants with it, it's removed from him, the Mitzius? Or does he mean that because the Ganav has Kinyanim on it, so part of the Bailus, the Ganav has part of the Bailus, that takes away from his Bailus, and that's why he can't be makdish? And Mohanan said that's the machalikis between the Baal Amar and the Ramban in the case of Eini Misarev Lases. The Baal Amar who said that once the Ganav is compliant, is cooperative, and he's willing to give it back, then the owner is able to be makdish it. That's because he holds that the only obstacle here is that the owner doesn't have access to it. It's just the mitzvah, it's the lack of access, the lack of control. Once the Ganav says I'm coming to give it back, so the access is restored, so he could then be makdish it. The Ramban says back, no, he still can't be makdish it because it's still in the hands of the Gazlan, b'toyra has gezel. Rav Yochanan learns that what the Ramban means is that it's not the lack of access that prevents the Ganav from being makdish it. It's the fact that someone else has the chelik of the bailus, has the kinyan that we call the kinyan of Rishusai, and that kinyan doesn't go off until that there's a hashava. The intention to do a hashava, machshava toiva, because Baruch Mitzar for lemaisa, that's in the ilum, you know, in the ilum haba, but not in the chelisim of the bailus, so the kinyanim don't go off, even though he's in Mitzar of Lases. Now, it's kedai to point out that theoretically, one could argue with the Baal Amar, la halacha, without arguing with the lamdas. One could hold that it is tului on access, on control, on mitzvistic considerations, and still say that the Baal Amar is making a very weak argument that because the ganav is aiming the sari of lasses, the ganav says, okay, I'm ready to cooperate. So that means it's back into the owner's control and now the owner can do what he wants with it because the owner says put it here and he'll put it there. What if he won't? He says that he will. He looks, he, you know, would a guy like this lie? Well, a guy like this stole. I mean, he's not, you know, if I was the Ramban, if I was coming to argue with the Baal Amar, I might very well have said that I don't think it could consider it back into my control just because the guy says I'm ready to cooperate. Because his word isn't worth anything to me. He's a Ganav. He says he's ready to cooperate. Put your money where your mouth is. When I see the money back in my hand, then I know you're ready to cooperate. Until then, just like he said he will, he could say he won't. So one could have argued with the Baal Amar on those grounds. So from the etzem machlekes, it's not muchach that we have this lamda shechakira. But the truth is that the words of the Ramban sound like he's arguing on lamda shechakira grounds. The Ramban says that the reason why he doesn't accept this svara that what is once the ganav is in misar of lases, then the balance can be makdish. He says this problem is because b'toyres gezel asal yaday, or b'toyres gezel hu biyaday, that it's still in his hands b'toyres gezel. It sounds like he means the kinyanim that nothing changed, no chalais changed. So again, one could argue with the Baal Amar without saying this chiddush and lamdus, but l'maita from the Ramban and the Baal Amar, we do seem to see these two pshatim and lamdus. That according to the Baal Amar, it's because of the mitzias of control, and according to the Ramban, it's because of the lamdas of kinyanim. We mentioned at the end of the shiur that this could very well make enough minu gavi aveda. Rabbi Yechanan said the halacha, gozel and esayishua baylam, shem yechem lakdishay, that if I have a case where Shimon stole something from Reuben, Reuben cannot be makdishit because it's ainu b'shusay. So what about if there's no Shimon in the story? What about if Reuven has a chayfetz, Reuven has a laptop, and he left it somewhere, he comes home at the end of the day, he doesn't know where it is, he knows he left it somewhere, either on a bus or on a train, whatever. So it's nevi. And then Reuven says, harizah hektish. Is that hektish chal? So we have makayres for this. The achrayim collect makayres on both sides of this debate. But first, before we see the Makaris, what would we predict? What should be the din? Rabbi Yechon said, in the case of Gezel, that the owner can't be makdish because they didn't have a shusa. So I want to clarify Hakira, a Shaila. What about in the case of Aveda? Can an owner be makdish his Aveda? Or would we say that it's Eini B'Shusai, his Aveda is Eini B'Shusai? So there's a Svar G'day to say that it's telling in this Chakira. That if the way the Baal Amar seems to learn the Chesaron of Eini B'Shusai, that it means a lack of control, that you're not able to control what happens to this Chakis because someone stole it from you, well, then leaving it on the bus is the same as having it stolen. L'maisi, you're not able, you have no idea where it is. So if you want, it's a laptop. If you want to download something on it, if you want to read something on it, you want to do a report on it, you can't. Just like an owner whose computer was stolen, he can't do the things that an owner does with his chayfetz because he doesn't have it. So the guy who lost his chayfetz also can't do the things that an owner does with his chayfetz. So according to the Baal Amar, Aveda should be exactly the same as Geneva. But according to the Ramban, that even if you would have perfect control over it, you still can't be makdish. The reason why you can't be makdish is because it's in the hands of someone else, the Teves Gezel, which Rav Chanan interpreted to mean that there are kinyanim that were chal, and once the gazlan has some of the bailas, the owner has less than complete bailas, and therefore the owner can't be makdish. It's no longer dumi de beisai. So if that's then by aved you don't have that. Maisa, it's sitting on a train, but there's nobody was zeichin and nobody has kinyanim. And even, by the way, even if somebody picked it up from the train, if somebody picked it up, I'm going to ask to return it, so he's a shomer, not a ganav, and that also doesn't take away from why kinyanim. So there's nobody else with kinyanim, so according to the Rambam, we would expect that the halacha should be that it could be makdash. So what do we find in the halacha on this shayla? So there's a ritva, and Baba Mitzvah, and the Ksois brings it down. The Ksois clears the shayla. He doesn't bring down all the marble coins, but the Ksois brings down that there's a ritva. He calls it a Shita B'Kubetzes. The Shita B'Kubetzes is Baba Mitzvah, and Lama Dalet quotes it B'Shem the ritva. That the ritva, so the Sugyan HaMafkid is talking over there, it's not talking about being Makdish, but it's talking about being Makned, the Zechus of the Kefel. But the Ritva over there says that there's no problem. We're talking about being makna something, and he says there's no problem over there of Eini B'Shusai, because that which Rabbi Yechanan said a halacha that you can't be makna something as Eini B'Shusai, that's only if it's stolen. But if it's lost, there's no chasar of Eini B'Shusai. The Ritva is Beferish. He's on the record Beferish as saying that there's no problem of Eini B'Shusai on an Aveda, and if an owner wants to be makdish the Aveda, he's able to be makdish the Aveda. So that seems to say that the chesaron of Eini B'Shusai is mishum kinyanim, it's not mishum control, and that puts the L'Chair on the same side as the Ramban. On the other hand, there's a Rambam. The Rambam is in Perek Chaf Beis of Hilchas Mechira, Halacha Tes. It's interesting, rather, it's funny, the Rambam was not coming to say this halacha, but he's not discussing this. Let's listen to what he says. He's discussing a shayla of whether I could be makdish a pikadon, meaning I gave something to someone to watch. I have my computer, and I asked someone to watch it for me. So then, while it's in his house, and I go away, can I be makdish to the halacha? That I can. This is a halacha that we referred to before. It's going to be the gay again. So here's the Maram Makam, the Rambam Chafei's test. Says I can be makdish to be kavim. So if I ask Meir to watch my computer for me, and now it's in Meir's house, and I'm 100 miles away, and I say, Harry, the heck, it should become hektish because Meir's watching it for me. Then, look, the Rambam. But let's say I come back home, and I say, okay, Meir, time to give me back the computer. And he's kofer b'pikadon. He says that no, you can't. He says, what do you mean? You never gave me your computer. So now we have a fight in Beis Din. I say, I did give you a computer. You owe me a computer. He says, you never gave me a computer. So at that point, Zuck the Rambam, I can no longer be makdashit. Now, those words, that halacha of the Rambam doesn't tell me anything. That's the halacha that the Rambam writes. And from that halacha doesn't tell me anything regarding like Aruch HaKiva. I can't be makdish because if he's a kofi b'kodim, we know he's not a gazlan. So now it's mamash b'yechem and halacha. Right, now Meir is a gazlan. If he denies the pikadon, so he's trying to steal my, he's trying to keep my computer, so I can't be makdish anymore. That's fine. But then the Rambam adds four words. The Rambam, after he says the halacha, he wants to give you a mashal. To make it more clear, he wants to give you a mashal. He says that once Meir is kofer in the pikadon, hareze kemisha avad. It's as if I lost it. And therefore, I'm ain't a yachid lakdishan. I can't be makdish anymore. So that's some halacha that he's saying that I can't be makdish pikadon after the shame words kofer the pikadon. That's not significant for our purposes. But the mashal that he gives, that I can't be makdish because it's kemisha avad, so that reveals that the Rambam obviously held that if it was avad, if I had a computer and I lost it, I wouldn't be able to makdish it. The Rambam is speaking that out as if it was a Deborah Pasha. He wasn't coming to teach us that Chiddush. He was using it as his mashal. The things that we use as mashalim are usually things that are more Pasha. So the way it's a little bit ironic that this is a very, there's no makar in the Gemara for this halacha. And as the Rambam, we have the Rambam and see that says that you could be makdish because of an Aveda. But the Rambam apparently, for some reason, thought that it's a Deborah Pasha that you can't be makdish in Aveda, and he uses that as a mashal for a different halacha. When he wants to say that you can't be makdish because after the shamer was kafir, he uses the mashal hareze kemisha avad or hareze ke'avad. So from that Rambam, you see that the Rambam holds that you cannot be makdish in Aveda. So what does that do with the Rambam? The Rambam, that lechayer puts the Rambam on the side of the Baal Amar. Why can't you be makdish in Aveda? Nobody has kinyanim on an Aveda, but I don't know where it is, I can't do anything with it, I've lost control over my chepes. So from there it seems that the Rambam holds that the Einiyach HaLakdisha is because of control. So here we have this Nafkamina Lagabe Aveda, it's a machlokes between the Ritva and the Rambam, so we compare together the Ritva with the Ramban and the Rambam with the Baal Amar. Just so as not to leave it as a neatly tied package, and just to mess everything up a little bit, but also to help us think things through carefully, clearly, I want to be ma'ir that we have these two machlekes rishonim, the Ramban and the Baal Amar, the Ritva with the Rambam, on the two different cases, and we're being told them on the same chakira. And what are the two cases? One is about Aveda, could you makdish an Aveda? And one is about Eina Misara Vlaseis. A geneva where the ganav turns compliant, could you be makdish that? And in each case, right, we have a machlokes rishonim. In the Einu Misar Vlaseis, the Baal Amar says you can, and the Ramban says you cannot. In the Aveda, the Rambam says you cannot, and the Ritva says that you can. And we're being told the two machlokes on the same chakira, and so we're pairing up the Baal Amar with the Rambam and the Ramban with the Ritva, but we should just take note that which side of the Hakira is the Mekil and which is the Machmir, I'm using those words loosely, but which side allows, gives greater Kayach and which side gives lesser Kayach to the Makdish, that flips in the two Nafkaminas. Meaning when we talk about the Ein and Messiah of Lasseis, if you hold that it's totally on control, then the halacha should be yes. If you hold that it's not totally in control, then the halacha should be no. When we talk about the Aveda, then it's the opposite. If you hold that it's totally on control, then the answer should be no. And if you hold that it's totally on Kinyanim, on Bailas, then the answer should be yes. So which side of the Chakira should say you could be Makdish, and which side says that you can't be Makdish, is different in the two Nafkaminas. Now, just to think this through another step, what that means is that the tliyos that we made are not necessarily so accurate, because in each of the two machlokes, we presented it as if one side holds kinyanim and one side holds control, right? Those are the two tzadim. One side is on one region is on one side, one region is on the other side. But really, in each case, the one that says that you can't be makdish it, so he holds of that siva. The one that says that you could be makdashit, he holds that that siva is not present. The one that holds that you cannot be makdashit, he holds that that siva is present, but theoretically he could hold of the other siva also. That's a confusing sentence. Let's plug that into the example. You talk about the Einim Asar of Lases. The Baal Amar says that once the Ganav is Einim Asar of Lases, once the Ganav is not refusing, he's complying, he's willing to cooperate, so then the Bailin can be makdashit. That means that that once we take care of the problem of control, you can be makdashit. What about kinyanim? We didn't take care of the kinyanim. Oh, you see, the Baal Amar holds that it has nothing to do with kinyanim. It has to do with control. Point. That I see from the Baal Amar. Now the Ramban, he says, no, you still can't be makdashit because it's still b'teres gezel hu biyadai. There's a problem of kinyanim. So that means that the Ramban, what I see for sure is that he does hold that there's a din of Einu B'Shusay that's talking in Kinyanim. But you don't necessarily see that he doesn't hold that the din of Einu B'Shusay that's talking on control. I mean, theoretically, maybe it's both. Maybe to be able to be Makdashit, maybe you need both Milas. I hear from the Ramban that you need the Mila of Kinyanim. I don't hear from the Ramban that you don't need the Mila of control. But the Ritva, who we paired with the Ramban, but the Ritva is taking that side of the Hakir, but he's using it, quote unquote, lakula, right, to say that he is able. So you see not just that over there, you see not just that he holds that it's totally on Kinyanim, but you hear, you see that he's not concerned with any chesaron of control. The lack of control is not a problem for the Ritva. In the Ramban, all I saw is that the lack of Kinyanim is a problem. Lack of control, he doesn't talk about. But the Ritva, I see that the lack of control is not a problem. It's only the lack of Kinyanim which is a problem. And conversely, when we come to the Baal Amar and the Ramban, the Baal Amar and the Rambam, we'll do the same thing. The Rambam tells us that you can't be Makdish in Aveda. So obviously he holds the lack of control is a chasarin. But that doesn't mean he holds like the Baal Amar that lack of Kinyanim is not a problem. I just see that he holds lack of control is a problem. The Baal Amar, who uses that same side in the Hakira, that the din of Einu B'Shusay is telling lack of control, but he uses it lakula to allow, to give the koyach, that once the Ganav is Einu Masar of Lases, then the Baal Amar is able to be makdashit. So you see from the Baal Amar that it's all totally uncontrolled. There is no din of kinyon. So the Baal Amar will call the extreme control side. He holds that it's totally uncontrolled. There is no din of any Rishus that it's totally uncinyonim. The Ritva is the extreme of the kinyonim side. Any Rishus is totally uncinyonim. There is no chasan of any Rishus that has to do with control. The Rambam and the Ramban theoretically could agree with each other. In the Ramban, I see that he holds that there's a din of kinyonim. I mean, a din of any Rishus that's totally uncinyonim. In the Rambam, I see that the Din of Einu B'Shusay that's totally on control. But I don't see from either of them that they don't hold of the other one. Now, maybe you could say that the Pashtus is, why should there be two Dinim? Mistama, you know, there's only one. Okay, that's why what we said before is reasonable. I'm not slugging up what we said before. Probably the Rambam is on the side of the Baal Amar, the Ramban is on the side of the Ritva. But it's not Muchach in these two Rishayim the way it is in the Ritva and the Baal Amar. The Ritva and the Baal Amar clearly argue with each other. They're on opposite extremes. The Ramban and the Rambam, each one, we see him presenting a tzad that he holds of, but we don't see him negating the tzad that he's supposed to not hold of. So theoretically, they might both hold of each other, and maybe in both cases, you can't be makdish. You can't be makdish in a misarev because you don't have all the kinyanim. You can't be makdish in a vei because you don't have the control. Theoretically, you won't get half such a shita. And then the Ramban and the Rambam could hold shum with that shita. So therefore, there's really three possibilities in this hakira, and we made these two machlokes tzluyim zevzeh, but we should keep in mind that they're not mamish entirely tzluyim zevzeh. They're not identical. Okay, but al-kapanim, that's the basic hakira here in the sugya, which as we go through the Gemara and the Rishonim, we're going to continue to talk about. I should remind the Olam, where did we have this before? With the Geshmak and we mentioned now, let's say, two Naskamidas from this Chakira, right? Again, to sum everything up in a nutshell. We have this Chakira, or we'll call it Rabbi Chanan and everybody else, really, but he maybe is the first one that talks about it. Whether the din of Einu Rishusai is a chesaron of shlitak, of control, of access to the chayfetz, b'metzias, or is it a chesaron of kinyanim, of bailus? And we mentioned two nafkaminas, the nafkamina of a ganav the thing of Sarah Blasis and the nafkamina of an aveda. I want to remind you that earlier this year, we made reference to this chakira. We didn't really go into it. I don't think I spoke at the Tut Stadim, but and we learned there a third nafkamina. We were talking about, we were saying over Rabbi Kiveger in Ksubis. Incidentally, it was Rabbi Kiveger and the Ritva. He said they weren't exactly the same, but they were similar in a certain way. Gemara in Ksubis Daf Lamed Daled talked about if a Ganav was Ganav B'Shabbos, V'Tevech U'Moicher B'Shabbos, so he's Potter because of Kimla V'Drabbanei. Even though there's no Kimla V'Drabbanei on the Tfichu Mechira, because that's a Knas, but the Ganav was on Shabbos, and he's part from the Geneva, so he's part from his whole thing. So the Rishon, the Ritva, with the rest of Kasha, why did the case have to be that it was going to be Shabbos and it was Tavech or Moicha for Shabbos? It was going to be Shabbos, so he's Potter. Then let him be Tavech or Moicha on Bachoyl, let him be Tavech or Moicha on Monday morning. And there's no got Kim and Rabbanai on that, but it doesn't matter. The reason why there's anyway no Kim and Rabbanai on a Knas. The reason why he's parted from the Dalai Vahe is because he's parted from the Karen and the Kethel. And I mean, once he's parted from the Karen and the Kethel, he also even parted from the Dalai Vahe. So why did the Gemara have to speak out that the Geneva was on Shabbos? Let the Gemara say that the Geneva was on what was the. I mean, why did the Gemara have to speak out that the Teficha Mechira was on Shabbos? Once the Geneva was on Shabbos, it doesn't matter what the Teficha Mechira is. So it would be a bigger chiddush. Even if the Teficha Mechira is Bechel, he's still Potter. So we learned, it was the Ritva and Rabbi Kiveger, they both said this teretz, that if the Tefichu Mechira would be Bechoil, then you'd be Chayav, because that Tefichu Mechira would count as a new Geneva. Meaning even, right, we were asking a minute ago that what he needed the Tefichu Mechira to be B'Shabbos. Let the Tefichu Mechira be Bechoil, or you'll be Potter anyway, because the Geneva was B'Shabbos. And you can't be chayav dal vehei without a geneva, and the geneva doesn't come with grammar, and the geneva, so the geneva is not being mechayav without a geneva. I'm a chayavis. You're not going to be chayav dal vehei. So to that, the Ritva said, we'll call it a Ritva. The Ritva said that if he'd be teveich on Monday morning, that would be a new ma'isa geneva, and a new ma'isa geneva. The Ritva and Rabbi Kiveger. Let's go with Rabbi Kiveger actually. The Ritva, right? The Ritva maybe was. Is not gonna. We're not gonna see this chiddush, but let's call it Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger said that if he would be tevechen on Monday morning, he'd be chayv dal behei, because the tficha would be a new ma'isa geneva. Then Rabbi Kiveger added, but you'll say, what do you mean a new ma'isa geneva? In goyim v'achar ganav, which was like the svar of the ksois, sort of wrap up in. Chodesh Teves, we'll go back to what we were talking about in the Chodesh Tishrei. Right, the Ksais and the Nesivas, the Ksais holds that once you had a Geneva, you can't have another Geneva. So you stole it already on Shabbos. How can you steal it again on Monday? It's already stolen. So Rabbi Kiveger said, when we say you can't steal something that's already stolen, that means once it was Chal, that it's Einu Rishusoi of the Bailim, then you can't do a new Ma'aseh Geneva. But over here, since when he stole it on Shabbos, he didn't become Chayav, he was Potter for that. And then he said a Chiddush, which is not Negei Ar Sugya. That if there's no Chayav, if he's not Chayav anything, then he's not Zeichin the Kinyonim. The Kinyonim go together with the Chiyuvim. Since there was a Kimla B'Rabbinei that prevented him from becoming Chayav, so Mamele he also won't be Koinim. So he didn't get, so the Ganav didn't get his Kinyone Geneva on Shabbos. Which means that Monday morning, the Bailim, it's still Bershusay of the Bailim. The Bailim could still be Makdashit if he wanted. So if the Ganav then goes and shechts it, he's doing a new Ma'aseh Geneva. And even the Ksais would agree to call this a new Ma'aseh Geneva. Even though the Ksais holds you can't have one Ma'aseh Geneva after another Ma'aseh Geneva, that's only if the first one was Chal. And it made it any Bershusay. But over here, where it was on Shabbos and it was Kimla B'Rabbanei and there was no Chiyuvim, there's no Zechusim, there's no Kinyonim. So nothing was chal. So it's like it never happened. It's like it's still beveis ha'ish. It's still in the owner's house. And when he goes and checks, it's like he's stealing it from the beveis ha'ish. That was Rabbi Kivega. Now, what? It's beveis ha'ish. It's 100 miles away from the beveis ha'ish. What's Rabbi Kivega talking about? The owner doesn't know where it is. If the owner wanted to plow a field with it, would he be able to plow a field? Of course not. So what do you mean it's still Bershusai? Teretz is. Rabbi Kivega was assuming that the Eini Bershusai is not totally on control, like the Baal Amar and like the Rambam. Rabbi Kivega was assuming that Eini Bershusai was totally on Kinyonim, like the Rambam, like the Ritva. That's why it's interesting that the Ritva said a similar vart over there to that Rabbi Kivega, but Lav Daf exactly the same, but a similar vart to that Rabbi Kivega. But the Rabbi Kivega was assuming, like the Ramban and like the Ritva, that Eini Bershusa is totally on Kinyonim, on Chalesim. And therefore, if it happened, if the Geneva happened on Shabbos, and there's Kumlev Yerabne, and that prevented all the Chalesim, because it prevented the Chayuvim, and the Kinyonim are totally on the Chayuvim, so nothing was Chal, so it's still Bevesa Ish. It's not the Metzias Bevesa Ish, but it's in Lomdis Bevesa Ish. So Rabbi Kivega said, so you can still do it in the New Isaac Geneva, it's called Bevesa Ish. So that Rabbi Kivega was assuming like the Ramban in our sugya, like the Ramban and the Ritva, like the Tzad, that Eini Bershusa is totally on Kinyon. According to the Baal Amar, that it's totally on Metzias, obviously it makes no difference whether I stole it on Shabbos or I stole it on any other day of the week. If somebody goes and steals my shar and takes it to a hideout that's 100 miles away, so I have zero control over it, and it makes no difference whether you did it on Shabbos or on a weekday, I have the same zero control. But according to the Ramban, that Eini Bershusa has nothing to do with control, it has to do with Kinyanim, then Rabbi Kivega has a nice shtickle tiger that if I did it during the week, so the Ganav was Zeicha, now it's Bershusa of the Ganav, and the owner can't be Makdashit, so it's no longer Bevesa Ish, you can't do another Maisa Geneva. But if you did it on Shabbos, where there's a Kimla with Rabbi, so the Ganav didn't get any Chiyuvim, and if you didn't get any Chiyuvim, you didn't get any Kinyanim. So the Kinyonim, the Bailis, all belongs still to the owner. So the owner could be Makdashit. If the owner could be Makdashit, so then if the Ganav goes and steals it, he's stealing something that was entirely for Shusei of the owner, that's a new Maisa Geneva. So that Shekel Terah from the Ksais is another. So first of all, he's Muchach that he's going with the Tzad that we're calling the Ramban, the Ritva Tzad, the Eini Bershusa is totally on Kinyonim. The Ritva's version, actually, that it's totally Legamri on Kinyonim. And therefore, and it's a third nafkamina. The third nafkamina is, does the Geneva B'Shavis make it Eini Bershusai? Rabbi Kivega says that while Geneva B'Choyo makes it Eini Bershusai, the Geneva B'Shavis doesn't make it Eini Bershusai. Which obviously there's no basis to say such a thing according to the Baal Amar. But according to the Ramban, we hear where he's coming from, it makes sense. Okay, so that's three nafkaminas from this Chakim. Before we do the next Shtickle Gemara, I want to go by to. I want to finish the Shaka Batari till the two dots, and then we're going to go back. You know, later in the week, there's a lot to learn over here, but I want to finish the Gemara together. But before that, one more ha'ara on what we did. There's a very interesting Rashi on the Braisa that Rabbi Yechanan brought, Ezra Rabbi Yechanan Mishlakish, at the beginning of the Gemara that we started yesterday, Ezra Rabbi Yechanan Mishlakish, Ganav, Avehiktish, Rakhata, Vachomacha, Mishan, Tishlom, Mikheva, Mishan, Barabachamisha. That if before he's Makdashit, if before he shechts it and sells it, it becomes Hektish, so he's Potter from Dal Vehei, because there's no Dal Vehei on Hektish. Now our Gemara was interested in how did it become Hektish? So Rabbi Yechanan thought it must be because it was Lachar Yish and the Ganav was Makdash and there's a Yish and Shini Hashem. And Rish Lakish says back, no, it's before Yish and it's not the Ganav that was Makdash, it's the owner that was Makdash. Fine, let's put all that. That was yesterday's discussion and it'll be tomorrow's also. That's the sugya that we're remaining with. But sort of a side point, but it was in the Braisa itself, it was the main point of the Braisa. The Braisa was saying that if the thing becomes Hektish, never mind how it got that way. We'll let Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish argue about how it got that way. But if the thing becomes Hektish, and then you shecht it, there's no Dal V'Hei on that. So the main din that we're learning in this Braisa is that you don't pay Dal V'Hei if you do a Tzvichu Mechira to have an animal Hektish. So if he was Gunav, and then afterwards it became Hektish somehow, right? Either he was Makdashit like Rabbi Yechanan, or the owner was Makdashit like Rish Lakish, but it became Hektish somehow, So the, and then he's tabeich umaycher, he's part of him dal vehei, because there's no dal vehei when you shecht or sell a behemah shel hekdesh. Where does that come from? Why not? So Rashi writes, Eini v'shalom dal vehei, dog ki tovach, because when he's shechting it to hekdesh, tovach, he's shechting something that belongs to hekdesh. Re'eyu amarachmano. The Torah said re'eyu. Yishalim shnayim re'eyu v'loy lehekdesh. Now, if I would stop Rashi right there, so the Rashi would read pretty well, straightforward. Rashi would say that there's no din of dal vehei to hekdesh because the pasuk says re'eyu. And hekdesh is not called re'eyu. But of course, Rashi can't stop there. Because that pshat, if we would be left with that pshat, would work very well unless someone was unfortunate enough to be familiar with Chumash. If you learn Chumash, you'll know that it doesn't say Re'ehu by Dal Vehei. There's no such pasuk. Then the parish of Dal Vehei says Re'ehu. And Rashi's not making believe that there's such a pasuk. Rashi continues. That pasuk doesn't pattern from Dal Vehei. That pasuk pattern from Kefel. Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu is the pasuk of Kefel. It says Re'ehu in the pasuk of Kefel. Hekdesh is not Re'ehu, so Hekdesh is no deal of Kefel. But v'chim in the pasuk of Kefel, once that pasuk pattern is from Kefel, Sulim Mechayev V'tvichu Mechira, so now we can't be Mechayev V'tvichu Mechira, V'dal V'hei, V'tashulmi Dal, why did Tashulmi Rav HaMisha Amar Rahman V'lai Shalai Shavar Ba? Because the Torah says Dal V'hei, not Shalai Shavar Ba, not three times for the sheep, but four times for the cow, and once you subtract the kefal out of the shleish of arba, you'd be left with just shleish of arba. And since the Torah does not machayev shleish of arba, so that's how we learn that you're part from the whole dal vehei. Now, this Rashi is not making it up. This is the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and Bava Metzia is up in Zion. The Gemara says it's a Mishnah that you don't pay kefal, nor do you pay dal vehei to hekdesh. And the Gemara says, from where do I know? The Gemara says, it says Re'ehu, that patters you from Hekdesh, from Kefel. And how do you know that you're patting Dal Vehei? Oh, because one says no Kefel, there's no Dal Vehei, because Dal Vehei are Marhon and Velish Leish of Arba. That's the Gemara of Metzia. That's very nice. Rashi is applying that to our Gemara. Our Gemara is not the same case as the Gemara of Metzia. The Gemara of Metzia, Pashas, is talking about a case where I steal a behemish on Hekdesh. I steal a behemish shel hekdesh and I shecht it. So, if there was no zeres akasav, if there was a din, if I was chayav, who would I be chayav to? I would be chayav to hekdesh. I would be chayav keren and kefel and dalin and hay and everything, all the chiyuvim, right? If it's a shor, it was worth $1,000, I'm chayav, $5,000, I would pay the $5,000 to hekdesh. On that zuktik gemar, you don't have to pay. Why? You don't have to pay the first 2,000 because of hey, or machon of shel hekdesh. You don't have to pay the other 3,000 because dal hay or machon of legim of a dalin. That's a geshmak of Gemara. But our Gemara is not talking about such a case. Our Gemara is talking about a case where I stole it from a Hedyot. I stole it from Reuven. The Chiyuv Kefel is to Reuven. Now theoretically, if there was a Chiyuv Kefel, there is a Chiyuv Kefel. It says on the right side, he's Chiyuv Kefel to Reuven. He's not part of from Kefel. And then after the Geneva, before the Tzvicha, it became hektish. And then he shechts it. So now, theoretically, if there would be a chiyuv dal vehei, the chiyuv of the last, let's say, $3,000, would go to hekdesh. To that, so and Rashi is coming to explain why you're putter from that. So what does Rashi say? So the Pnei Yeshua asks this. But Rashi starts off by bringing Re'ehu. What's Re'ehu is written by Kefel, but over here the Kefel is to Re'ehu. Re'ehu is no shaychus over here. The word Re'ehu just tells me that the Kefel, a payment of Kefel has to go to a Re'ehu. Over here there is a payment of Kefel and then it is going to Re'ehu. So how does that explain why you're part of the Dal Vehei? If not for Rashi, let's say if there was no Rashi here and I was trying to explain the Gemara, so what I would have said, Pnei Yeshua doesn't speak this part out, but what I would have said, let's say there was no Rashi, says in the Brisa that if after the Geneva becomes hektish, you're part of from Dal Vehei, I would have said because you can't have a payment of Dal Vehei that's partially to one party and partially to another party. That if I'm paying the first two to the Bailim, I can't, and then you can tell me I'm going to pay the last three to hektish, You can't break it up like that. Maybe that's also goes into the Gezeiras Gaza of Dal Dehe like Gimel V'Dalid, because Lamaisa to the second party, I'm paying Gimel V'Dalid. So maybe come from that same Svara. Call it Gezeiras Hakaso, call it that reading of the puzzle, Dal Dehe, but like Gimel V'Dalid. Maybe Tzaka gets learned from there, but it has nothing to do with the Re'eh. It's because it's two different parties, and you can't pay Dal Dehe that's divided up between two different parties. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi brings in Re'eh. So you have two difficulties. First of all, what does Rashi want with the Re'ehu? Meaning, over here, L'chair, there is no chasaron of Re'ehu. Over here, because for care, Re'ehu is written by Kefal, and the Kefal does go to a Re'ehu. So what does Re'ehu contribute to our discussion? That's one kasha. The other kasha is, why isn't there the problem of that it's two parties? Why doesn't Rashi say that? So the Pnei Yeshua, in addressing the first kasha, what does Rashi want with the Re'ehu? So he says a pshat, which is a daichik pshat, but I don't know if there's a better etza for Rashi. He says that Rashi maybe means this. Rashi doesn't mean that the pasuk of Re'ehu is actually what teaches that you putter in our case. Rashi is bringing the Gemara of Mitzvah. This is what teaches that you putter from Dal Vehe to Hektish in a regular case. Meaning when you steal from Hektish and you shechter to sell it, you putter from Dal Vehe to Hektish because. And once that's true in a regular case of Hektish, so then there's like a light plug. The Hektish is already out of the parish of Dal Vehe. Usually, when you have a discussion of paying Dal Vehe to Hektish because you stole from Hektish. So, in a case like that, you're potter because of what Rashi said, the Gemara Mavra Metzia. Our case is rather different, but since you're usually potter from paying Dal Vehe to Hektish, you're potter in our Gemara also. That's what he says in the Pshat in Rashi. Okay, you know, obviously it's a daichik Pshat, but if you have a better Pshat, you can think of a better Pshat. If you don't have a better Pshat, you're stuck with that Pshat. But be that as it may, what I'm more interested in is the other half, meaning what the Pnei Yeshua sort of leaves unexplained, but what does that imply for us? If Lamaisa Rashi's coming on to the Re'ehu, and it's a daichik, what does that have to do with over here? Okay, he means because usually it's a chasaron of Re'ehu, so that's why he's bringing it over here. But Lamaisa, he's learning that the only reason why you're putter in this case is because it's Hektish. And there's a patur by Hektish. And there's a daichik for us to figure out exactly how the patur of Hektish applies over here, but we'll take Rashi's word for it, with the Pnei Yeshua's explanation maybe, that this is how the patur of Hektish applies over here. But what I see from Rashi is that the only patur that I have over here is because there is a patur of Hektish. That's learned from Re'ehu, and somehow B'dayichik it applies over here with a light plug kind of a trick. But that's the only reason why you're patur over here. But if not for that, you'd be chayav. So that means that what that suggests, halacha l'maisa, is that with the pshat that I was suggesting, that the reason why you're patur over here is because of two different parties, there's no such patur. It was so that if I steal a shar of Reuven's and then I shecht it when it belongs to Yosef, I'm not going to say Shimon because I'm Shimon, the guy of Shimon, I steal a shar of Reuven's and then I shecht it when it belongs to Yosef, I'll be chayev dalet behay, divided up between the two parties. We have no problem with dividing things up between the two parties because that's our Gemara. Our Gemara is the case. It was divided up between two parties, that's for sure. And the Rashi says that you're potter, but Rashi says the only reason why you're potter is because there's some din that Hektish is potter. Whatever that din is exactly, again, how the drush that Rashi quotes applies over here is hard to fit in. But somehow or another, there's a patur. What's clear in Rashi is that the patur over here is because it's Hektish. But if it wasn't Hektish, I'd be chayev. It's the two parties, that's okay. There's no such patur. That's the chayr you see from Rashi. So, now I say halacha l'maisa, it's not mamash halacha l'maisa because it's not so easy to make such a case. If I stole something from Reuven, how does it become Yehuda's, or Yosef's, whatever, how does it become Yosef's while it's in the house of Shimon? We know that, there's two problems. First of all, how is how is Reuven going to get it to him? He can't hand it over to him. So, okay, he has to use some long-distance kinyan. There are some long-distance kinyanim that we have by Metalfon, like kinyan agav. So let's say he's makne to Yezid with the kinyan agav. But he still has a problem that he can't be makne because it's named Rishusa. So, right, so l'chayr, according to Rabbi Yaichanan, it wouldn't have been a geya. But according to Rish Lakish, it would. According to Rish Lakish, that there's no chesaron of Eidim Rishusai. According to Rish Lakish, just like this Reuven was makdish the shar while it was in Shimon's house, Reuven could just as easily have been makne it to Yosef while it was in Shimon's house. And then, if Shimon would shecht it, he'd be chayiv karen v'kefal to Reuven, and the gimel dal v'hei payment, okay, the next $3,000, he'd be chayiv to Yosef. That's the chayiv what you see from this Rashi. Okay, I want to spend a few minutes doing the next gemara, just so it should be easier for the oilam to make a laning, because it's a hard piece of gemara. We did yesterday through the mission of Tznuim. We're now right. So Rish Lakish had explained that in the Braisa where it says that the thing became hektish, it's not that he made it hektish, it's the owner made it hektish. I was taken away from the owner, it's Anim Meshusay, that's okay. Rish Lakish holds that you can act as Devish Anim Meshusay, not like Rabbi Yechanan's rule. And his basis for saying this is because who Dabrak Tznuin? He held like the Tznuin, who held that you could be Makdish Shadavar Shein and Bashutay. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Harei Chazra Karen Lebailim. But if the Gemara is asking Rish Lakish, if the owner was Makdishit and the Hektish was Chal, so that means the owner got it back. What do I mean he got it back? Because now it's exactly where the owner put it. Meaning the owner has reasserted his control over the chayfetz. He wants it to be hektish, and the hektash was chal, so it became hektish. So the owner got it back. So why should the gan of bichayev kefel, before Beis Din ever caught him, it got back to the owner? Look at Rashi v'chazakar on the bailim, e kishek dishay bailim. If the owner was makdish, if that's the case. Kefel my mishalim. What is the gan of kefel? Harichazik keren liyadam. The keren, meaning the cow itself, came back to the hands of the owner. The akdashua kol hecha de isay, because they're able to be makdish wherever it is, and their hektish is chal wherever it is. So even if the owner doesn't know where it is, but he got it to become hektish. The kefel and mechayev elokish nimtzeis biyad ganav. The kefal, you'd only be chayav if it's in the hands of the ganav. Shabo edim. That at the end of the story, when the ganav is caught, he has to be caught with the ganav in his hand, or having already sold the ganav, but caught before the return. But if he returns it before it was caught, or over here he didn't return it in any pious or noble way, but let's say the ganav, let's say the bailim tracks him down, and the bailim steals it back. And then the Edim come. So then, the Zochi of Kefel, because by the time the story got to Beis Din, by the time the story ended with the Ganav being caught, there was no more Ganeva. So there's no Kefel for that. There's only Kefel if the Ganeva is in the hands of the Ganav by at the time of Himatsi Samasa Viyadei Ganeva. But if the Bailim get it back before the Edim come, then there's no Karen. So the Gemara says that in this Lomdisha Eifin, of him being makdashit, that's cool that he got it back. It's not with the whole action and adventure of him actually tracking it down and overpowering him and grabbing it, but he was makdashit and his akdasha was chal. So that means that he's controlling it now. So he got it back. So there shouldn't be a chiyuv kefal. Chaz karen lebailim. So to that, the Gemara answer is a two-word answer. Again, the Shachar Chayag is very tight over here. These four words were one step, and the next two words are another step. Kishamad Bedin. It was already Hamad Bedin. It was already Himatzi Samasa V'yadei Ganeva. They came to Beis Din, they ate a Mumayid, that the Ganav stole it, and then the owner was Makdashet. So now I understand why the Akdash doesn't pattern from Kefel, because it was already Himatzi Samasa V'yadei Ganeva. But now the Ganav, now the Bailam is Makdashit, and that patterns him from Dal Vehe, because on Hektish there's no Chiyuv Dal Vehe.
Practi Gemara. So now, in this next part, it's a little bit complicated. Skip a line. Echidam idam minim seitein loy ma'ir yehikdish. Go straight to ma'iria for the moment. Ma'ir yehikdish afilu yehikdish nami lelechayve. The Gemara's problem is that the Bryce was coming to tell me that if after I stole something it became hektish and then I shecht it, I'm not chayv dal vehei because there's no dal vehei for hektish, right? Like Rashi said, ve'eu lo shel hektish. If you're telling me that before we ever got up to the part of the story about being where he was makdashit, they were already in Basin. So frekti gemara is a person. So never mind now that it became hektish. Is there a chiyuv dal vehei for shechting it after you brought to Basin? The Gemara has a svara to say that once you brought to Beis Din, and Beis Din paskin the case, they said that your chayav, or let's say even more, they said you have to give it back. So if you then go and shecht it, the dayanim are there, the edim are there, the different parties are there, and you were just told give the cow back, and then. Well, you snuck a weapon into the court, you pull out your knife, and you shecht the cow instead of giving it back. So what you just did is a ma'aseh gezeila. We'll see maybe, whatever, different shot and reshain, ma'aseh gezeila, you became a gazan before the ma'aseh, but let's call it for now, that you just did a ma'aseh gezeila. And a gazan doesn't pay dollar. Hey, I mean, what do I mean a gazan? Because you did this in the open. Everybody's watching, everybody knows who you are, you're identified. If you would walk into somebody's house and take it away in front of his eyes, you'd be a goslin. So over here, you're shechting Reuven's cow in front of his eyes, and in front of the eyes of the basin. You're not doing it, you know, furtively trying to avoid detection. You're doing it out of the open with chutzpah. So it's gzela. You wouldn't be chayav pay for that anyway. So if you're going to tell me you want to avoid the problem of Chazakar and Levayim, so you want to tell me that all this happened after the Hamadu Bedin. After the Hamadu Bedin, he's doing it in front of the basin, then he's already a Goslin. So the Gemara says that it wasn't quite the Gemar Din. There's different levels of Gemar Din. It wasn't quite when they had already said you have to pay. They had already paskined your Chayov, but they hadn't said, go give it. There's a step of pleni at a Chayov, or the Lashon of our Gemara is Chayov atalitin loy. And then there's a subsequent step of seitein loy. First they paskin. He's putter, he's chayev. He wins, he loses. And then they say, okay, now do this. So enechanami, if you would do the geneva after they said, now do this, that's a ma'aseh gezeila. If you would do the shechting after they said, seitein loy, go give it to him, that's considered a gezeila. And then there couldn't be a chiyuv dal vehei. But what we're talking about over here is that they didn't yet say Teitein Loi. They just said Chayav. Chayav Ataliteen Loi. Paskin and Chayav, that's not a complete Gemar Din. And so at that point, doing the Shechita does not make you into a Gazlan. So then you would be Chayav Da'al Lehei. So that's when you have the case of the Braisa that Be'etzem for Shechting at this point, you would be Chayav Da'al Lehei. But if he was Makdish at first and then you Shechted it, if the owner was Makdish and then the Ganam shechted it, then he's not going to be Chayav Dal Vehei because of the Ptur of Re'ehu, that there's no Dal Vehei for Hektish. So let's read that inside. The Gemara asked for Re'echa, the Karen Labailim. The owner got it back already. Why should there be a Chiv Kefal? So the Gemara answered Kishama Bedin. That, no, he didn't get it back until after Ahamad Bedin. So that's enough for the guy to be Chayav Kefal. Pek Gemara Hechidami. If they had already been gamer the din completely and they said give it to him and then he shechted it, that's not Ganev anymore, that's Gazela. So my ear, Yehikdish, what do you need that the owner was Makdashit and that's why there's no Dal Vehei because there's no Dal Vehei to Hektish? I feel Loy Hektish Nami, Loy Lechayve. Even without being Makdashit, you also can't be Chayve to Amar Rava. Say Tain Loy, once the base tells him to give it, Tavachu Machar Potter. If he would then shecht or sell, he's put in my time of why? Because keeping the school and mill say v'tavachamachar. Once they paskened his halacha and he went and he shecht and told it anyway. Avali gazlin v'gazlin and mishalim shlumi avar v'chamisha. On the other hand, there's a continuation of Rava's words. Rava said v'chayav atalitin law. If Basin did not yet say tainly, they just said on the top of samach tesmanal. They just said chayav atalitin law. The halacha is that you have to give it, but they didn't instruct him to actually give it yet. Then, he's still going to be chayav dal dehei b'shechnid. My time came to loy pasku olam el say since they didn't pasken yet a katiganav, he's still a ganav. So the Gemara says, therefore, like tzvicha de amri, the case for us must be the amri they only said chayav atalikin loy, that our case that we, in order to make it work, we want to say there was a hamad of a din, but we have to clarify that it was not the hamad of a din that was already completed with the final step of seitein loy, because then you wouldn't need the hakadosha there anyway, wouldn't be chayav dal dehei. So the case is that there was just the intermediate step of chayav atalikin loy, and then he shechted it, so then there could theoretically be a chayav dal dehei, except the hakdash is what takes it off because of her ayu relational hakdash. Okay, so that's the whole Gemara. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll get more into it. Tomorrow, than whatever, Wednesday. Yes. Okay.
The one is on an earlier sugya?
No. Here, in this part, I think so.